We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:15 here on this Friday morning. John Reed with you on News Radio WRVA. And we want to go to Tom Rivers, who is our international correspondent, to get us the latest on what has happened overnight in New Zealand with this shooting in at least two mosques there, Tom.
Exactly. The first mosque, 41 people, John, killed at the Al-Noor Mosque there. Second one in Linwood, about 3 miles away. Seven died there. A person died at the hospital as well. Sadly, that number, 49 confirmed dead. 48 people being treated for gunshot wounds as well. Some in pretty serious shape that may be heading up in the coming hours. We'll keep watching that one very closely.
Are we getting any details on the suspects in this case? Is this a lone gunman, or is this a conspiracy of some kind to attack Muslims during prayers?
Yeah, well, according to this main suspect, who's now been charged with murder, 28 years of age, he's a white Australian and a self-confirmed racist who said he came over to New Zealand on a quote-unquote anti-immigrant campaign. He says he's done it by himself. He's not affiliated with any group. But as we've seen in other sad examples like this around the world, people that were might have been close to him, proximity, or people that have known him. Three people have been brought in for questioning. They may have absolutely nothing to do with this. They may be released in an hour or two. But, yeah, they are rounding up some other individuals close to this particular chief suspect.
And the original reports that I saw just in the last 90 minutes or so said that he had left. I guess he's still alive, so he wrote a 74-page manifesto about why he was going to commit these crimes?
Yeah, exactly. His reasoning for the attack and kind of spelling out that, people that aren't like him don't belong in New Zealand or in Australia. Mm-hmm. And, again, that was rebuffed very, very quickly by the Prime Minister of New Zealand, saying, look, there's no place for this in New Zealand, no place for these kinds of extremist attitudes anywhere on the planet. I tell you, you see these attacks that happen elsewhere around the world, but New Zealand is kind of a very welcoming place, not a whole, very violent place. And what happens there, as we've said in the past, guess what? It can happen just about anywhere.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I have not been to New Zealand, and it's been a few years since I've been to Australia. Has there been an influx of refugees or a population shift that would cause this type of tension that would, to say bubble up this way is not the correct language, but would cause this type of hostility?
Not really. You look at the numbers. It's almost 5 million people live in New Zealand, so it's pretty sparse to begin with. Mm-hmm. And their annual refugee quota is about 1,000. That's it. That's kind of small potatoes. The government said they're going to increase it to 1,500 starting in 2020. I saw this somewhere. The Muslim population is 1.2% of the population of New Zealand, approximately 42,000 people. So it is a small, very small minority there.
Tom Rivers, live from London this morning with the very latest that he's gathering from all of our international correspondents in New Zealand and in Australia. I really appreciate the update. And, of course, throughout the morning, we'll bring you the latest on this story that is still, we're still getting details on, that has transpired. 49 people dead, Muslims attacked in New Zealand overnight. Thank you, Tom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.